Whatever that was, I love this from the Lay Parshas by Yukro. We get to start a new Sefer. Holy moly. Very exciting to be able to learn a new Sefer together with some of my favorite Talmidim, not everyone. Some of my wonderful Talmidim. We get to learn, I think, I hope, a topic about Leila Latova that will be very important. Maybe, of course, we'll even try to relate it a bit to Pesach. Getting rid of the evil inclination. So the pasuk tells us in this week's parsha. This we'll save for later. Put that over there. The pasuk tells us in this week's parsha beautifully, as we know that Vayikra starts off with that seemingly small aleph. One of course reason is that for Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be similar to Bilam, that it shouldn't be the lashon of Vayikra, lashon Ahava, but it should be just the way that he called Bilam over. Vayakar, that he just called him over, not in Lashon of Ahava. But another reason that they give is that the small aleph is for the children. In the Haredi Cheders, this is the first parasha that the Haredim learn. They learn Vayikra. Instead of, you would think, Bereishis, because it's got the good stories, the Haredim start Vayikra. So a famous vort that's given is that, you know why they learn Vayikra, which is seemingly going to be the hardest of parashas, is because it speaks about sacrifices, and life is about sacrifices. Sounds really good, great vort, Yishkoyach, except that's wrong, because the word korban doesn't mean sacrifice, okay? That's a problem. The word korban actually comes from, as Rav Hirsch says, lekarev, to become close to. The korban does something to you to get you close to God. Now, we have to be very careful when we use this term, so that we don't think there's any magic going on or any heebie-jeebies going on here. That there's this magic potion that if you do something, it will equal something. And this is the world that has changed, unfortunately, into the world of skulas. If I tell you that it's a skula, so I think that if I do an action, it will get me something. If I read Parshas Haman, I will become wealthy. If I read if I wear a red bendel, I will have no Ein Haaretz anymore. That's very scary. That's almost similar to other religions that actually do believe that. L'havdil afti adol ha'spen tarah l'tumah, you go to confession, they say, I'm told, a friend told me, what does it say? It says, you know, they say to you, you know, here, take the rose breeds and taste 10 Hail Marys and yishkoyach, you're done. We don't believe that in our religion. And schools are a very scary thing now that we have this concept of schools. You could say, I'm also doing this, but you have to do hashtadlis. So where's the hashtadlis here of a korban? I bring a korban, right? And what have I done? So somebody said, well, if you use the word of sacrifice, well, I made a sacrifice. I spent a lot of money on it, and now I get it, and now I'm not going to sin anymore. There's something wrong with that. L'hakrev, to become close. So the question is, how does it make you close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And that's what I wanted to try to tackle today. So this concept is spoken out right away, Pasuk Dalet. V'samach yadol al rosh ha'ola. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. Problematic pasuk, if I may. He shall lean his hand. He does something called smicha, the original smicha, not the one that we know, but that's, you know, when a rabbi gets smicha, so, you know, it's not exactly that. It's not a rabbi putting his hands on someone's head and then pushing him away, right? But the concept is, smicha means that something happens where they put you, part of the korban process to make it kosher, is that you had to put the hand on the animal that did something. But I'm more confused with what it said, and it vir nirtza, and it became acceptable to him, which seemingly means, who's him? I don't know. Rashi seems to say that him is God. He did something and it made it acceptable to God. Let's read Rashi together. Rashi says, vir nirtza lo l'chaper alav, al mahu mirtza lo. What is acceptable to him? Im tomar. So if you're going to say that now it's krisus and misois, that now he's been mechaper from all these different things, so then he quotes different mimers that says, well, is that really so? Umisos based in, umisos b'dei shamayim, o malkos, hare onshin omer, hay eno meratzeh, ela al aseh ve'alav, shenitak la'aseh. So different things that you become, it seems like what Rashi's saying is that God kind of like forgives you now. You did something, right? And now I forgive you. It's a little bit strange, no? I'm required to bring this, and therefore it makes me into something, right? Nirtza. So there's got to be a different interpretation here. It can't just be that I do this magic potion of bringing a korban. That's all I have to do. Imagine if that's what religion was. If our religion was, oh, you sinned? No problem. You're allowed to, that's what, you sinned, no problem. Because you know that after sin, all I have to do is, you know, say a parakat tehillim. All I have to do is this action. That's not what Judaism is about. Right? And the same thing, by the way, applies when we dive into the Rabbeinu Shammah. Sometimes we think, oh, I'll say these few short tefillos, and then grandma won't be sick anymore. That's the way it has to be. Right? I know I've told this vort many times, but I like it, so I include it many times. Now it's not so nogea, because you would understand it better, or get more of a laugh, because I have nothing to do with the vending machines. But you've all used, I'm sure, the vending machines, which I brought to Leva Torah back in the day. And so Judaism is not like vending machines. What's a vending machine? So you're hungry, you go to the vending machine, you go, oh, look what's in the vending machine, I can't believe it. For only 5 shekels, I can get Doritos. I can walk down the block and get Doritos for 3 shekel, but I'm lazy. So I'm going to pay Leva Torah 5 shekel. And you put the 5 shekel in, and the Doritos come out. Shkoyich. That's not Judaism. Judaism isn't you put money in the machine, you get something, that's it. What? I put money in the stucker box, and I get kapara for what I did wrong. No. That's not. Vending machine Judaism does apply to the vending machine we have in the yeshiva, though. Ah, you put the 5 shekel in the machine, and what happens? You press the Doritos, and it goes around, and it gets stuck. It doesn't always come out. I don't know if something changes here. That's the way it used to be when I headed the machine. Yeah, it didn't always come out. You put the 5 shekel in, it ate the money up. Didn't always come out. Didn't always come out. Oh, that's the void. That's why I do it that way. That's why I did it. I made the machine that way purposely, because I wanted you to understand that you don't always get what you want. Okay, you can get your money back. I know it's a little bit different. But that's Yahadis isn't just a vending. It's not just do this and you get that. So what is Rashi saying? Is Rashi actually saying that that's what Judaism is about? I bring a korban, I do a little smicha on it. Binirza, and the Gaon says, Shkoyach. I'm a chaper for your sins. Can that be so? So be very careful if that's in fact what Rashi's saying. So I want to quote for you a mimer from a wonderful sefer called the Ketav HaKabbalah. Ketav HaKabbalah is a sefer that was written by the Avbeis in the Kilas Kodesh in Kenigsberg. So here Rav Yaakov Svi says as follows. Vinyard solo! This is Perish on the Torah. Yiskumber it so no. Liknot atzmo. Pshiyav chata'av. No. Mi atzmo. It does something to him. It's funny here because when they quote this, if I said it to you in Yiddish, it's not going to sound any better. But he writes, Imrega zich ichaim dar folich. I don't know what that means, but okay, it sounds good. Then he writes, V'nirtza al haratzon hapshuta haola crave lave. He becomes closure because he does something, he does an action. That's why he has to do smicha, says the Ketav HaKabbalah. He has to do something, he has to bring his hands towards the animal because it does something to him. He did an action and he says, V'nirtza lo. Lo is talking about the person who brought the korban. He says, why did I do this sin? He says, this is not who I really am. That's not me. Oh, that's what it's talking about, says the Ketav HaKabbalah. Crave laid, ish lasos dav ramah. When a person does something wrong, so it sets him away, but that's not his lev nefesh. That's not really who the person is. And that's very, very important. And then he quotes a pasuk and he says, because a person generally desires to cleanse himself from the blemishes, from the sins that he has. Lasos kiratzon ish v'ish, we just read a week ago in the Megillah. They should do according to what man's, every man's kiratzon, what everybody wants, every man's pleasure. We have the inner voice. You know what I'm talking about. You know the inner voice. It tells you to do bad. It's okay, you don't have to wake up in the morning. No, it's such a beautiful day outside. You think Hashem wants you to wake up and go to Minyan? No, he doesn't. You had a hard day last night. You were up late. It's partying outside. Don't wake up. Sunday in America. Monday morning, you'll start the week off. It's vacation almost. Almost. It's one more week. That's it. One more week. What do you mean? Wednesday, you're done. The Zman's over because you're such, big learners. You have to take off all Nissan Zman because you're going to be here until, Tisha B'Av. The Yetzer Hara is always there. But the cleansed soul wants to purify the person's thoughts, and it always wants to do what's good. The inside of you always wants to do the good. How come it doesn't? Because the inner voice sometimes tells it differently. But kiratzon yish v'ish is what? Is the good that I want to do. I always want to do good. I always want to be mechaper. I always want to do good. Doesn't refer that Hashem accepts it according to the Ketav HaKabbalah. It's not talking about the offering, but the offerer. It's not a heebie-jeebie thing. I bring it and I get kapara. No, chas v'shalom. It's what the intention is. God, Hashem is not swayed by us doing an action and he says, well, I mean, he did that, so I guess I have to forgive him. Right? It's not like the little baby eyes you can do to your parents and then we'll let you take the car. Come on, Mom, please. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't work like that. Rabbanu Shalom, kibayachal, is not forced. Rather, it's me who says, Lakrave, I want to get closer to you, Hashem. I did an action of smicha, and that wants to make me closer to you. And that explains what it means when it says, Ola Yisha Reach Nichoyach. What does it mean, Reach Nichoyach La Hashem? All of a sudden it smelled good to Hashem? No, to me. It's the inner person. It's who I am. It's what I am. And this will explain something else. And this is quoted in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik is Yurtzeit, I believe his 25th Yurtzeit. Today in Yeshiva University, they're having a big memorial. His Yurtzeit is actually on Chol HaMoed Pesach. I actually remember my year in Israel, so I was home, and he was Nifter. It's a big, obviously a very big deal. So it happened to be Chol HaMoed, which, you know, as time would work out, besides for a spade and stuff, doesn't work out for everyone. So instead of doing a 25th during Chol HaMoed when everybody's on around, so they're doing a very, very important. So Rav Soloveitchik says as follows. Very important to learn his Torah for you guys to understand the Olam of Rav Soloveitchik is what we are, right? Many of your Rebbeim, the Torah of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik is everything and everything. So it's important to understand who Rav Soloveitchik is, maybe get involved in some of his writings. So he asked this question. He says, what's going on over here? He says that when the Torah refers to bringing a korban, it uses the term mikem. It should come from you. What does that mean, from you? From your essence. However, the Medrash tells us that when it comes to the idea of tsaras, when a person gets tsaras, the word mikem is not used. Listen to this, says Rav Soloveitchik. This is because the religious deviation of a Jew emanates from the inner heartfelt drive that reflects his fundamental nature, while any transgression he performs is a function of external whims only. This is so important, Rabbi Isai. It's not me. Tzaraas is just on the outside. It's not who I am. It's not on the inside. But a korban, mikem. It's for me because I want to get crave. I want to get closer to you, Hashem. Says Rav Soloveitchik. This is exactly what the Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah. This statement of the Rambam, which is a long Rambam, creates a great psychological import in the mindset of a Jew. There's a famous line that says, Koifin oso ad shiyomar rotza ani. It's a very strange idea. A person doesn't want to give a get, so they say the basin has power. Koifin oso ad shiyirza. Okay. There's a lot of ramifications of the statement I just made. How far we go with that? There's been people arrested. Their koifin oso was a little bit too extreme. What exactly does it mean? Right here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, living in a Jewish, the only Jewish country in the world, we have a police force that could actually rectify the situation of a gunan. Unfortunately, not always. I actually was once on a plane. This is an amazing story. And I was sitting next to a Hasidish guy, nice white beard. And we didn't talk so much on the plane. And finally, at one point, he was learning. I said to him, Shalom Aleichem. We started talking. So he asked me, what do I do for a living? So I stupidly said, what do you do for a living? I do Avodas Hashem. So he says, you want to know what I do for a living? Takes out of his pocket a badge. And he shows me he's a police officer. I said, what? I said, where'd you get the port? Where'd you get that from? He says, no. He belongs to a police force. He's on a special assignment. He had just come back from Brazil. Threatening an individual. Told me this amazing story. How he found this guy who won't give a get to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. And he got involved a non-Jewish priest. Who, the guy Nebuch Kilu. I don't even know if he converted or what. We thought he converted, but he owned a store. I think, I forgot what it was. A fruit store or something like that. And he went to the priest. He used the priest's help. And he said, can you tell your congregation not to buy from this guy anymore? He won't give his wife a get. And the priest really bought it. He said, yeah, that's terrible. And he put out a kol kairah and said, you're not allowed to buy. And the guy said, what are you doing? The policeman came. And he said, and we got the police involved. And I'm coming home with a get. Amazing story. And then he said, oh, where are you going? So Yerushalayim, I'm going to Yerushalayim. We could share a cab. And we went on the Nesher cab, and the cab driver says, oh, I'm not driving. He says to the chassid, I'm not driving you to Meir Sharm. Those roads are crazy. I'm not doing it. He says, well, you know, the law is you have to drive me to any place I want. He goes, I don't care about the law. You care about the law, chassid? What do you care about the law? You don't even go to the army. Da, da, da. And he takes his badge out. He goes, I'm a police officer. You'll drive me to exactly where I want to go. He's like, yes, I will. Have a nice day. You know. Okay. So what does it mean, koifu no yisachi yirta? Says the Rambam, writes in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Gerushin, in Gerushin, in Perek Bet, Halacha, Chaf, Misha dain noisin shekoifin oso lehargish es ishto v'lo ratzo, he doesn't want to ligaresh oto, right? Misha hadin noisin shekoifin oso ligaresh et ishto v'lo ratzo ligaresh. Beitin shel Yisrael b'chol makam b'chol zman, again, has to be understood in the appropriate way, has this idea. So what does it mean? How can Jewish law mandate to do something? What does it mean, Ad Sheyirtzeh? Isn't it done out of coercion and that's not good? No. Because says the Rambam, one whose evil inclination has compelled him to repudiate a mitzvah or to perform a transgression, that's not who he is. Because after he gets the malchus, he realizes and he says, Ad Sheyirtzeh, I want to do the right thing. And all of a sudden the Yetzer HaTov comes out. A Jew wants to fulfill a mitzvah. He wants to avoid transgression. His evil inclination will overcome him. Once he receives a lash, his evil inclination is weakened and says, I am willing, Ratzani. Because that's really who he is. The soul of a Jew, says Rav Soloveitchik, wishes to fulfill God's commandment. It is only the evil inclination that can overcome him and compel him to sin or to fail to fulfill a mitzvah. And that's not really under duress. We're not forcing him. We're telling him, this is really what you want. Of course this is what I want to do. Inside of me, it's not, sometimes it doesn't knock that loud, the neshama. The neshama, of course, wants me to do what is right. It doesn't want me to do the Yetzihara. When he's freed from the pull of the Yetzihara, the evil inclination, oh, that's what the Medrash says. Mikam is, I want to do what's good. But if it's Sarat, that's not who I am. So that's not part of me. That's not who I am. And this is what Rav Dessler says in the Michto Mielio. He writes the following. What fools are people who still refuse to see what Hashem is doing and whose hearts are still attached to their animal-like material ambitions. This is now the segue to what we'll discuss off the record. They're into Gashmius. They still hope that very soon they will again be as it was, and everyone will be able to do exactly what he wants. They can only arouse pity. These poor people, these Nebuch. They are animals caught in a trap, running up and down, backwards and forwards, aimlessly, uselessly. When we get into the wove, Nebuch, of the Yetzihara, we think what we're doing is good, but we're in this wretched circle of life. I need to earn money, to make money, to spend money, to earn money again, to make money again. What's going on? If the Yetzihara is saying. And that's not true service of the Rabbeinu Shalom. When we start Sefer Vayikra, we have to remind ourselves, obviously it's purposely done, that Vayikra is, of course, right as the Parshas are now starting, we'll have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh on Shabbos, the Chachos of the month of Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's a chiddush. We Jewish people, every single month we have what? Hitchadshus. Just like the moon waxes and wanes. The Jewish people, we're the same. God gives us a chance. Rosh Chodesh is like, Erev Rosh Chodesh is like a mini Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Katan, we call it. And certainly when it comes to the holiday of Pesach, the whole concept of getting rid of the so'or, the craziness, that the Akeres Habayis has to clean the house and go, everybody's going crazy and making sure there's no so'or, there's nothing, by Yirai, by nothing. We had a shir, we spent 2 days delving into what about stocks, we have to get rid of them, even though I don't have it in my house, but maybe it's chametz. Why? Because chametz is sin. It's the leaven part of our lives. Very important concept, the leaven part of our lives. What's leaven? It's fake. Do you ever see? If you have the schos of ever seeing challah being baked. I have the schos, my wife bakes challah, Baruch Hashem. So you see, when she makes the dough, she'll leave it for a few hours, and all of a sudden, it's this huge thing. You know, and we'll get a call, Mommy, something happened to the dough, it became a monster. You know, it's this huge thing. And what do you do to the dough in order to get it back to it? But put a little hole in it. Boom. Becomes regular again. That's the Yetzer Hara, the leaven part of our lives, the Yetzer Hara. But who are we really? Right? The matzah. The simple. The 18 minutes. The chai. We don't want to do Averis Rabbi Sai. We all know that. We don't want to. But we have to find our inner self. And as we spend the next few days thinking about how we're going to accomplish this through our unfortunate, but a lot of time off, we have to figure out how my Yetzer Hara won't take over my life. How my Yetzer Hara won't convince me, you deserve to have a little fun now. Go for a few weeks, have a good time, forget about Torah, forget about Minyan, forget about... Come on. Ratzani, no, the Hakrev, I want to become close to you, the Rabbeinu Sholom. We have to figure out how we can get our Yetzer Hara Tov to override the Yetzer Hara. That is really the point in all of our lives. We should be zoche to that very important message to take with us both to Pesach, this idea of how to cleanse ourselves to Rosh Chodesh, how to start anew, and remind ourselves you're all good inside. Tahorihi. Elokein neshama tahorihi. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always used to say, you're created with not original sin like another religion, original good. You're all good inside. Just make sure that good overrides the other part.